beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. Welcome to Planet Vrolok. You're tuning into the awesome psionics, magic, and magic technology show hosted by yours truly, Tom Vrolok. Well, I'm going to talk about the miraculous prayer board, what it can do, and I might talk a little bit about how I came into all this magical thinking stuff, because I didn't just wake up one day and decide, yep, I want to be a magician, I want to be a technician of magic, or an occultist. I wasn't born into the White Shoes Club or any kind of family of occultists or anything like that. I was just a nice little kid, and I had a lot of paranormal type of experiences that followed me. So, how did I come into all this magical thinking stuff? Well, as I said, I had many paranormal type experiences, supernatural type of experiences. But all of this became much more profound the day that I left the United States. I was about 6 years old, and I was about to embark on a journey overseas. I was told by my parents that we would be living in Saudi Arabia, and I would be attending an international school there. So I went to my grandmother, and we were living with them at the time, and I said, I don't want to go. I want to stay right here with Grandma and Grandpa. So my grandmother said, well, you can. We can definitely make that argument for you and take care of you while your mom and dad go to Saudi Arabia. How's that sound? And I said, that sounds great. But then my grandmother added, you know, most kids your age never get that opportunity to go live in a foreign country. You might want to consider that with all the, you know, new experiences that might come, as they certainly did. So I did consider it, and I stood outside in my grandparents' backyard, climbed up on my swing set, and looked out over the horizon and watched the sunset. And I was reminded of that scene in the film Star Wars: A New Hope. It's the scene in which young Luke Skywalker walks out of his uncle's house, and he's looking at the horizon, watching the sunset, and he's, you know, dreaming of becoming a star pilot, hoping and wishing that he can, you know, leave the farm behind, his uncle's farm, and go off and be a star pilot. Well, I was experiencing that moment, in a sense, where I was realizing I'm about to pass up an opportunity to take a step into a much larger universe. So I changed my mind. I went in and I told my grandmother, who was in the middle, when I walked in the middle of talking to my mom, saying that Tom doesn't want to go, he wants to stay with us. And I said, no, nope, nope, I've changed my mind, I'm going to go. So that was settled, and we did go. And I lived in Saudi Arabia for about 2.5 years and attended an international school there. We also went on many excursions and adventures. We climbed the camel trail in Haifa and, you know, just roamed around the great open space of the desert in ancient Arabia. Even saw some abandoned, kind of a city that had been abandoned for, I don't know, hundreds of years. And it sort of had an oasis about it, kind of a feeling with these palm trees. I mean, you could not see this place from a distance. You know, every horizon had that sort of mirage kind of effect. But when we did reach this place, it was an amazing little, you know, it was like the sands of time had settled there, and it was a sculpture, basically. The entire abandoned city, a ghost town, was like a sculpture there. There were palm trees and dates. I don't think we ate any of the wild dates there, but we roamed around for a bit. And on one excursion, I remember walking off from the camp by myself because I heard distinctly the sound of children playing. And so I thought, well, there must be other children playing out here. I wonder who they are. I had no fear of walking up to children who didn't speak my language because I was just this open-minded child and I wanted to know what other people were doing. I was very curious. So I walked over these sand dunes and came down to a clearing. And this clearing stretched for miles and miles and miles straight out to the sun, meeting right there at that horizon. And what happened is I heard the voices of children, but there was nobody there. So I sat down on this mound or a rock or something, closed my eyes and just relaxed and listened for a while. Since I couldn't see anyone with my eyes, I decided to listen with my ears. And then what I experienced was sort of like it was almost like a fatherly hand touching the crown of my head. And it felt like this hand was coming straight out of the sun. And I could see the desert in my mind's eye. Just for a moment, my mind's eye lit up like a light in the attic. I opened my eyes, and where I heard the sound of children playing, there were now these little dust devils dancing around on the desert floor. I heard a voice, this time in English. It distinctly said, "Over here." And I looked over, and there was this big old dust devil coming down the way. So I thought, I'm going to run out there and stand right in the center of it. And I did. This dust devil hit me, and my ears and nose were filled with sand. And I thought, wow, that was very strange. And there's this great static all around me afterward. I heard it again, this time over here. And I looked, and this time there was a colossal dust devil. I mean, big, you know, 5 or 10 times my height coming at me. I'd never seen one like that before. And so this time, instead of standing my ground, I turned around and I ran. I ran up those sand dunes and back to my camp. But I never forgot that moment because something had distinctly changed in me. And that has lasted with me for a lifetime. Something I can't really describe. But it did eventually lead up to, over some years, that I would come up with an idea to build an instrument which could harness certain abilities. And that instrument is the miraculous prayer board. Well, it didn't start out as anything so miraculous. It was simply a psychometric infusion instrument, something to work backwards psychometry with, you know, touching it with my hands and picking up sensations. I later realized that this worked extremely well with the heart chakra for broadcasting empathic energies, and that it could also work very well at stopping super typhoons. All very miraculous. That's why this instrument has such a dramatic name. But at first look, you know, I mean, it's just a board. It's a nice looking board with a nice design on it, with two contact plates for the hands to touch. It's elegant. It's beautiful. It's a work of art, really. I mean, really, it is. But what can this instrument do for the ordinary person who's never really worked, you know, actual real magic before? You know, maybe you're somebody who hasn't experienced any psychic abilities or anything, and you're wondering, well, what can this instrument do for me? Well, I'm going to tell you. There's a number of people who've contacted me after using my instrument who have experienced significant improvements in their life and their lives. For one thing, the Miraculous Prayer Board can help you balance out your emotional energies, bring you back into a state of balance and peace, inner peace. This can be done in just 5 minutes every day with this prayer board on your lap, sitting straight in a chair and your hands on the contact plates, breathing in and out the vital breath through this prayer board arrangement. The energy moves from your heart chakra, crisscrossing down through your arms and out the palms of your hands into the prayer board. And that energy comes to a balanced fixture at the center of the board, and the energy can flow back into your body, refreshing you. So this is a very spiritual, powerful instrument. If we want to make this prayer board manifest things for us externally, instead of working on ourselves, we can place a photograph or a drawing of some kind or an object at the center of this prayer board and work with it. We can even broadcast compassion or any of the passions that we have in our life or feelings that we want to share with the world. We can broadcast that through this Miraculous Prayer Board. I mean, just put on a pair of headphones and listen to your favorite song while touching this prayer board with an illustration or a photograph of a place you'd like to influence. Perhaps you've been trying to bring peace to your neighborhood. Maybe you live in a rough neighborhood and you'd like to see things get better. Well, it takes time, but with some practice, with the Miraculous Prayer Board, you can make those things happen. Another thing that the Miraculous Prayer Board is very good at doing is bringing us into contact with people we'd like to meet. Now, there are certain specific ways in which to do this that I talk about in my Insiders Club at verloc.club, which you're welcome to join and join at whatever commitment level you're interested in. But we can also improve romance, our marriage, a partnership of any kind by meditating with this Miraculous Prayer Board. So we can calm ourselves, bring spiritual wellness to ourselves, bring spiritual wellness to other people, and blessings to other people, help other people win at the lot in life, become successful in certain venues, whatever their pursuits are. It's often easier to help other people, by the way. So the Miraculous Prayer Board is one of those types of instruments that works very well at doing this. We can harness the prayer board to bring romance, a new love partner, improve an existing relationship. The Miraculous Prayer Board can help you balance these things out. I mean, 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day. If you can work with a prayer board for 30 minutes a day, you're really going to see some changes in your life. This is the instrument that I hope will reach many people in the world, because I think and I believe that the Miraculous Prayer Board is an instrument that can help make the world a better place. You know, there's an old saying that when the people are reading books, the world becomes a quiet place. Well, with the Miraculous Prayer Board, when people are working with the Miraculous Prayer Board, the world becomes a spiritually humble and wondrous place. So come on over and check out my blogs and articles about the Miraculous Prayer Board. Read my Miraculous Prayer Board Guide VPG2, downloadable on my shop at verloc.com/shop, and join me in this journey. Until next time, keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.